Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise you, the Lord. You are once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show with your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, especially for the first-time listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the presence of Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word very shortly. So you want to make sure you have your Bibles, have your pens and your paper ready so that you can follow along with my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. Once again, he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Well, and please do not hang up your phones or do not go off your internet after he has concluded with the message for tonight. He's going to be ministering to us in song on tonight. What the World Needs Now by Dionne Warwick is his closing song. So you want to be encouraged by that song, What the World Needs Now by Dionne Warwick. Pastor Norman King will be playing that song following the conclusion of his message on tonight. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time, because we serve an awesome God. He can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What an awesome, mighty God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that there is none like you in all the earth. You have and hold all power in heaven and earth in your hands. Heavenly Father, we come now asking in the name of Jesus Christ that you will continue to extend your grace and your mercy upon your people all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself my guest on tonight, Pastor Norman King, and our entire families, and every faithful doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. That's why we're so grateful for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the blood of Jesus that still works, and it will never lose its power. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that through Jesus Christ, we can come back to you and be reconciled to you. Come back to our first love. So we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We don't take him lightly. We bless your name on tonight, Lord. We ask that you will move by your Spirit. Move by your Spirit on tonight through your man of God, Pastor Norman King. Speak through him, Heavenly Father, that should there be any listener on tonight that is not saved in Jesus' name, after hearing your word on tonight, they would be able to open their own mouth to confess their sins and transgressions, and they would ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. It's our prayer, hope, and desire in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we pray that you will continue to move by your Spirit, continue to touch, heal, and deliver as only you can those that are sick and afflicted all over the land in the name of Jesus. Continue to comfort and strengthen your people all over the land that have lost loved ones, not only due to the virus, but for whatever reason, they have lost a loved one. Comfort and strengthen each one of them. Let them know that earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal, that you are our comforter. You are everything we need. We know that there is nothing too hard or impossible for you to do. So now, Lord, we pray that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us as we move forward through the worldwide platform on tonight, ministry, that you alone will be glory. Have your way in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, keep looking unto the hills where all your help comes from. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Keep looking unto the hills where all your help comes from. Well, we're going to get ready to go into a music break. But before that, I'm asking all listeners and letting everyone know on tonight that I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. While I'm gonna play this song, I give you praise because you know what? In the midst of it all and through it all, we are to give God glory, honor, and praise no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like. Because guess what? He is still worthy to be praised. He is in total control. Thank God he's not like man. He cannot lie, fail, nor change. He has and holds all power in heaven and earth in his hands. So that's why we continue to give God praise. Enjoy the music break. So following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. So I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along with him as he gets ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. And after he concludes with his message on tonight, you do not want to go off the internet or hang up your phone. You want to be blessed by his song, closing song, What the World Needs Now by Dionne Warwick. Enjoy the music break.
Holy, holy, holy.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I give you praise. Why? Because he's worthy to be praised at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're experiencing right now. We owe God praise, glory, and honor because of who he is. So right now, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along with my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. Once again, he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. I now yield the mic to you, Pastor Norman King.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm so humbly grateful and privileged to be here tonight by God's grace and his mercy, of course, and take this assignment very serious. I thank my cousin, Brother James, for his faithfulness to his call, to his assignment, and I pray that you who are listening, that you will allow yourself to hear God, the Holy Spirit through me and not me, for this time in which we end. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, I love you, I love you, I love you. Your people, your word, as John say, that I may decrease and that you may increase. And I pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Tonight's message is going to be coming from a few passages, but my main passage that I'm coming from is John, the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 31 and 32. Jesus' words. Verse 31, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. 32. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Thank God for the reading of his word. And that 32 is the main one. Now we know that Jesus was speaking. Obviously, there were some people who misunderstood his assignment. And he had to let them know, if I be lifted up. See, y'all got some stuff all, I'm not speaking about y'all, I'm just paraphrasing, got some stuff all messed up. You got, now, they going to lift him up on the cross and crucify him, but he was saying that if I be lifted, I'm going to draw all men. And see, that's what we come in this day time, this day and time. We got to lift him up. In the midst of all of what's going on in the world today with the coronavirus and all those things, amen, we got to continue to lift Jesus up. Now, we know a lot of people have come to know the Lord in the midst thereof. But we, the genuine, I told the brother today, I said, I consider you a genuine believer. So you who is hearing me tonight, who are genuine believers, we got to continue, I say continue, to lift up Jesus. Amen. And let the Holy Spirit through you draw men in the midst of right now. Some people on my job, they you know, Christians now, they you say, how you doing? I'm just here. So what other day I said, now, hear me now. I said, now, how is it that you just here? I don't understand that. Come on, people of God. We got to not just say words with no meaning. Because Matthew 5:16 said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which are in heaven. But I'm going to stay focused. My message tonight is, if I be lifted. Amen. We know that we are living in a time, a pandemic time, that's not new under the sun. It's been prophesied, amen, by the Bible, the Holy Word. Amen. And so what we have here is several options that the church is doing, amen, to be according to their social spaces or their social differences, amen. We have services that's been conducted on the internet, amen, whether it be Facebook, your website, however, amen. We got services been conducted in the parking lots, amen, and amen, and that's all right, amen. We got to be able to get the word out, amen, but I want you to know that that's okay for a little while, amen, because I'm reminded of Hebrews 10:25, where it says, forsake not the assembly yourselves like some. Now, I'm not saying go against the laws of the land. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that we got to be praying, y'all, people of God, genuinely. We got to be praying, amen. We got to pray, amen. It's a time for prayer. It's always have been, but even right now, like, I got some news about this gentleman, young fella, who is not doing what he's supposed to be doing, amen. And my heart goes out, amen. And we got to make some adjustments, amen. I know we got all different size ministries across the world, across the land, and heard a few people say, pastors rather, say that, you know, with depends on the size of your ministry, you can do some things different than some of your big ministry, mega ministry, that can't do because of the people, amen. But we got to make sure that within our assignments that we're doing what we should do according to God, amen. Because we got these different services out, to God be the glory. But let's pray, y'all. Let's pray and fast and just believe God and trust God, amen. Amen. We know he's moved. He's moving. We know God's in control. He sits high and looks low. That's not an issue. Amen. But we got to just stay in obedience. Amen. And because we got to lift Jesus up. That's the bottom line. Period. We got to, people of God, we got to lift him up. These words he said in verse 32 say, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw. What it said, he said some, he said 99.9, he said, I will draw all men unto me. Amen. I'm mindful of 2 Chronicles. I'm going to read this in the Amplified Bible. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. 13 says, if I shut up heaven so no rain falls, or if I command locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, 14, if my people, that's us, come on now, huh? If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. See, this is a category right here that must be obeyed, and it must be applied. It must be walked out by, I'm just paraphrasing, the believers, amen, because this is directed to the believers, amen. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek, crave and require of necessity my face to turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Now, see, this could be, you know, I'm preaching the gospel now. This could be error by some of us because we're not lifting up Jesus. Amen. Romans 1:16 talking about be not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We cannot be ashamed. We got to lift up Jesus. Amen. Lift him up. I say lift him up. See, one thing we got to understand. Now, the world is not what it should be. Come on. It is not what it was created to be. And that's perfect and permanent. The world was perfect in its distant past. It was created perfectly, just as it should be. However, man misunderstands the world. He ignores and neglects the fact that the world is not perfect. I'm not going to stay here long, because I'm going to get back on my main topic. It's not in its original state or even close to it. It's not what it should be. It's not in the condition for which it was meant. Amen. Now, I'm going to get off of this because I really want to stay in this area about lifting Jesus up. That's my main focus tonight. But I would encourage someone to lift Jesus up. Lift him up. Amen. And we got to stir the brethren. Amen. Some brethren, sister brothers in Christ, need a little stirring. They don't need to be beat down, trampled over. They just need to be encouraged. And with that being said, it brought me to this word which represents God, which God is, and it's that word called love. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 3. Familiar scripture for some. Paul said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, that's love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, it's love, y'all, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I may give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Now, I want to move. Now, this is the word of God talking about love now. Amen? Now, I'm going to move over here because everything I'm talking about tonight ties back to the topic where Jesus said, if I be lifted. Now, I'm going to go back here in 1 John, the 4th chapter. 1 John, the 4th chapter, around verse 7. Amen. 1 John, the 4th chapter. Now, let me do the King James first. I'm going to look at King James first. 1 John 4, verse 7. Just bear with me. Beloved, let us love one another. Amen. You see, we're not lifting up Jesus if we're not loving one another. This is Elder John here, the same John that was young who laid his head on Jesus' chest, but now he's older man now. Come on, huh? Beloved, let us love one another. And then it goes on in verse 7 says, for love is of God. Hallelujah. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Amen. The Message Bible says this way. It says, my beloved friends, let us continue to love each other, since love comes from God. Let me stop. See, in order for us to lift Jesus up, we got to love one another. Come on. Amen. The Bible says, well, two or three is gathered together in his name, touching the green, and he's there in the midst. So we want to emulate, we want to exemplify this love, which is God.
My beloved friends, let us continue, come on now, to love each other. Since love comes from God. See, in other words, we recognizing that love comes from God. That God, what, is love. Not only does love come from God, God is love. Everyone who loves is born of God. See, let's go back, y'all. If I be lifted, Jesus said this, y'all, I will draw, and this is an awesome time in the midst of these perilous times. It's an awesome time for the genuine believer to what? Lift up Jesus. Amen. It's something about that name Jesus, huh? We know it's one verse in the Bible said every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. That's going to come. Come on. There's been many folks right now with this pandemic who called on the name of Jesus. Some people have drawn even closer to some of you all who's living the life of the Lord. Genuinely. Amen. Let your light so shine. Hallelujah. The way of love is to God, through God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is love. And Jesus said, lift me up and I will draw. Don't worry about trying to draw folks yourself. Just lift Jesus up. He said, if I be lifted, I will draw all men. Amen. And remember, God is love. Amen. I want to stay there, y'all. To love, to be loved. God is love. Amen. God is love. I'm down here in verse 16 where it says, 1 John 4:16, we know it so well. This is Message Bible, so it's a little different. We have embraced it heart and soul. This love that comes from God. It goes on to say what? God is love. When we take up permanent residence in a life of love, we live in God. And guess what? And God lives in us. We're talking about lifting up Jesus. If you lift up Jesus, it'll make folks forget about this pandemic. I'm telling you. Amen. Because that's dealing with your spirit. I was listening to a song today. And I was, you know, a lot of those songs are really soulish songs. Amen. It feeds your soul, but it's not feeding your spirit. Because when a song that feeds your spirit is one that's in line with the Word of God. Amen. We got to know that the Spirit of God, once you accept Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is inside of you. Amen. So let's work on becoming more aware of what thus said the Lord. It is written, God is love. Amen. This way, love has run. I'm going to verse 17. Let me back up. God is love. When we take up permanent residence in a life of love, we live in God and God lives in us. 17. This way, love has to run the house. Come on, somebody. Huh? God has to run your house because God is love. So when you love the way God say love, because you acknowledge that God is love himself, come on, it's going to run your house. Amen? It becomes a home that's mature. Oh, hallelujah. And that's free of worrying. Amen? I'm talking about God is love. In God love, my brothers and sisters, God is love. Amen. Jesus said, if I be lifted. Amen. If God is love and we acknowledge that God is love, then there's no room in love for fear. Amen. Well-formed love banishes fear. Amen. Since fear is crippling, a fearful life, fear of death, fear of judgment, is one not yet fully formed in love. So God is love. So we got to acknowledge, recognize that in order to lift up Jesus, we got to love our brothers and sisters. You can be saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost, but it says in 1 Corinthians 12, If you have all those other things and have not love, it don't mean nothing. And Jesus stressed back in John 12, 32, and I, Jesus said these words, y'all, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men. This is a, unto me, let me finish that, opportune time right now for us to lift up Jesus. It will take, it will make people stop in their tracks. Somebody can be coming to you wide open, pouring through evil. You lift up Jesus. Hallelujah. I always tell folks, if you don't know what to say, just say his name. Huh? When we say Jesus' name, it reminds me of Hebrews 4:12. When they talk about the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Come on. Just say his name. Hallelujah. God is love. If I be lifted, in the midst. Listen, church. Let's go back to the beginning. We have options. With all of what's going on, we know it's real. There's no doubt it's real. The devil is real. Come on, church. Life is real. Death is real. But what I'm saying tonight to us, the genuine believer, is that lift up Jesus. If you lift up Jesus the way the Word of God says he's supposed to, the Holy Spirit honors that. The Holy Spirit will give you what to say. It will move you the way you need to go. Come on, somebody. Amen. Jesus said, if I be lifted. If I be lifted. This word is for you tonight. Lift up Jesus. Don't tear folks down. Love your brothers. Love your sisters. I read the word to you where it talked about that. Amen. Let me go back and read it. Verse 7. 1 John 4, 7 said in the Message Bible, it says this way, my beloved friends, let us continue to love each other. We got, because of what's happening, we got some brothers and sisters in Christ, it's not loving on each other. And if we're not loving on each other, then we can't lift up Jesus. We're talking about the power of God, the Holy Spirit. They talk about back there in Acts 2, verses 1 through 4. Come on. Acts 1, verse 8. Come on. We're talking about that power that's got your name on it. That power that has been ordained for you. But you got to love your brothers and sisters. Amen. You can't operate in that power if you don't love. Because that love, what, don't mean nothing. Let me go back. Let me go back. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1. I'm reading this time in the Message Bible. It says, what I want to talk about now is various ways God's Spirit gets worked in our lives. Verse 1. This is complex and often misunderstood. But I want you to be informed and knowledgeable. Remember how you were when you didn't know God. Come on. God led you from one phony God to another, never knowing that you never knew what you were doing. Come on. We thought we did. Amen. But God wants us to use our intelligence to seek to understand as well as we can. Amen. Now I'm over here in a different one right now. So that was First Corinthians 12. Let me get myself right. But how many of y'all know all of God's word is awesome? All of God's word has a need for us. We have a need for it. Amen. If I speak with human eloquence, this is 13, and angelic espy, but not love, I'm nothing but a creaking of a rusty gate. That's what he's talking about. Let's love each other the way God love is. So we can lift up Jesus. Amen. There's somebody you need to go back and beg their pardon right now. Somebody who you went in on and they hurt. They soul hurt and their spirit been damaged. Let's go back and first of all repent to God. Amen. And go back and make peace with your brother and your sister. So we can get back on track and do what Jesus said over here in John 12, 32, he said, lift me up. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Amen. Let's lift him up. Let's lift him up. Now, that song that I'm going to play at the end, you know, I was praying. I said, well, Lord, you know, I want to play something that talks about love. Amen. And I had to look up the lyrics to make sure that the lyrics didn't go against this word that I want to bring forth tonight. Amen. And but one thing that I know, even before I accepted Christ, that there was a type of love that I knew. I had, but I didn't understand it until I got in the Word. That phileo love. I didn't know a thing about agape love. Come on, somebody. Hey, I knew about phileo love. That love for a sister or a brother or a mama or a daddy, amen. But we had to graduate from that to that agape, that love that has no condition. So in order for us to lift up Jesus, we had to have that agape love, amen. Because remember, y'all, the Word of God says God is what? God is love, amen. God is love. And we want to make sure we obey. We got to lift up Jesus, period. Amen. This word is for somebody tonight. I know it is because God's word says his word will never what? Return void. His word will always accomplish what it's set to do. Amen. Always. God's word will always accomplish. And that's what's so awesome about our God. Amen. Our God is what? He's an awesome God. And our God is what? He's worthy to be praised. Amen? Our God. And tonight, this word says, lift up Jesus. Period. Lift him up. Lift up Jesus. Hallelujah. This is what I want to make sure that I send home tonight. That we lift up Jesus. Because God is love, and Jesus wants us to be able to not hold ourselves back. Lift him up. Now, I know that it sounds, and not only sounds, I am being repetitive and saying it, but sometimes we need to keep on saying the same thing because this should need to sink in. Amen? We need to get this together so we won't be hindering the Spirit of God. One scripture talks about how we suffocate the Holy Spirit. And so in order for not suffocated, if you got some things tonight that's not right before God, then repent of God so we can get ourselves back on track so we can lift up Jesus. Because, see, we can't lift Jesus up if we got some malice, if we got some unrepented sins that we're not repentant. So we need to get back on track, amen, because what the world needs now, come on, Holy Ghost, come on, what the world needs now. Now, she said that, I think, back in the 60s, she came out with that song, amen, what the world needs now, and not just then, we always need it, but I want to tie this together with this message tonight, amen, what the world needs now, I'm getting it ready right now, in the name of Jesus, amen. We need that agape love. And agape love can only come from God, y'all. Amen? And that's what we got to do to get things together in order to be able to lift Jesus up. Amen? Just bear with me. What the world needs now, I thank God for the opportunity tonight, Brother James.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It was an on-time word for tonight.
Love, sweet love.
Now, as I get ready to close, see, the scriptures that the Spirit of God had me to bring out tonight, it will break down barriers, because some of our understandings, just like it was when Jesus gave us that verse about lifting them up, there was a lot of misunderstanding going on then. And when I look at the lyrics in this song, I think about what the world needs is sweet love. Well, I give you scripture tonight. I hope you copy it down, amen, that God is love. So what that's saying is what the world needs is God. Amen. God, if you acknowledge that God is love, and you know if you don't love your brother and your sister, then you don't have the God of love operate in you. Because the main objective is to obey the word of God. Jesus said, if I be lifted. So we want to make sure that get everything right. We got some things that's not right, get it right. The believer, repent. The unbeliever, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. But for the believer, if you out of line, repent. Make things right so you can be in position for the Holy Spirit to work mighty and powerfully through you. Brother James, in your hands, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. What a powerful word on tonight. If I be lifted, talking about Jesus, that's what Jesus said. If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto myself, and I will make you fishers of men. So I thank God for this word on tonight. I know that it has not gone out void. It's going to accomplish everything that God sets out for it to do on tonight, because he knows who's going to be listening, and he knows what we all stand in need of. So just like Pastor Norman King said, the word of God lets us know that we want to obtain the same type of agape love that God has for mankind, for people everywhere. He's not wishy-washy. God loves mankind. He loves you, the sinner that's still spiritually blind on tonight. He loves you, and he is still here listening out for sinners' prayers even on tonight. So if you heard this word on tonight, which lets us know, according to the man of God, through his message title, if I be lifted, once you become a born-again believer in Jesus' name, you too can go around lifting up the name of Jesus Christ everywhere you go, once you're saved in his name, and you can become a fisher of men. You can draw men, women, boys, and girls to Jesus Christ as you are allowing him to live in you, that people can see your good works and glorify God the Father. That's how he's being lifted up on tonight. He wants to continue to be lifted up. He is so worthy to be praised. There is no God like our God. We serve an awesome God. He is the Most High God, and there is none like him. And he said that we should put no other God before him, because he is a jealous God. And he's showing himself strong in the world today, even through this coronavirus, this pandemic that we're experiencing now, because mankind have gotten so far away from God that he allowed this pandemic to come upon the earth to get mankind's attention, to let the world know that we can't do nothing without God. We need him. He don't need us. We need him. And we need to know that there's nothing too hard and there's nothing too impossible for God to do. All we got to do is continue to trust him. We have to continue to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, even everywhere we go, even during this worldwide pandemic, through this coronavirus. We need to continue to be lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, because people are spiritually blind on tonight. Everywhere you go, you may be running across someone that's spiritually blind, and you may be the only one that would be able to speak a word into their lives. So God is using you, my sister. He's using me, my brother. He wants to continue to use you to be that beacon light, that wherever you go, somebody can see Jesus Christ in you, that Jesus will be lifted up, and that he will do the drawing. We are the vessels. We're the armor bearers. We're the ambassadors for Jesus Christ in the earth today. So we're in the world, but we're not to be of the world. And that's a part of the problem now. So many churches have allowed so much of the world to come into the church. And I blame some of the pastors. We have to remember that God has under shepherds that he has placed over the flock. And they're men and women of God. Some are bishops, some are archbishops, some are prophets, some are pastors. So he know who he has appointed and who he is using for such a time as this. We don't want to misuse our positions. We want to be doers of God's word and not just hearers only. So I thank God for this word on tonight through Pastor Norman King. And again, I pray that it has not gone out void. It's going to accomplish everything that God sets out for it to do, even on tonight. And yes, if you have heard the word on tonight, and you know without a doubt that you are spiritually blind, you need Jesus Christ, you need a Savior in your life, and Jesus Christ is the only one that can save you. And you can only get to know God and become saved in Jesus' name, and that is through Jesus Christ. Why? Because God is God. He's a spirit. Jesus Christ, he is a spirit as well. But he came down from glory in the form of flesh to pay your sin debt and my sin debt with his own sinless, precious blood on the cross. That through Jesus Christ only can we be saved. So you have an opportunity on tonight. If you know you're not saved, don't take it lightly. Don't continue to play Russian roulette with your life, with your soul, because our next breath is not promised to any of us. Only God knows who he's going to call next. It could be you. It could be me. Is your soul ready to meet your maker, your creator on tonight? If I be lifted up, that's what Jesus is asking and saying on tonight. If I be lifted up, and how can he be lifted up? He can be lifted up through you, my sister, my brother in Christ. As we are being doers of God's word, we are being vessels. We are being followers of Jesus Christ, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ so that someone will be able to see Jesus Christ and be saved in his name, that some backslider will come back to the fold after hearing God's word, and that the body of Christ will be continuously built up and encouraged and strengthened through God's word. He said, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will do the drawing. I will draw all men unto myself. So I pray again that you have been blessed by this word on tonight through Pastor Norman King. Continue to be the man of God, Pastor Norman King, that he has ordained and appointed for you to be for such a time as this. And not only you, but every faithful doer that comes over this worldwide platform delivering God's word, the good news of Jesus Christ. I thank God for each one of you that are being faithful doers of God's word, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ over this worldwide platform and ministry, that God will be glorified and that souls will be saved, that backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be constantly built up and strengthened and edified. And remember, we must continuously learn how to encourage one another in the words of the Lord, not our opinion, not our feelings, but what thus saith the Lord. So right now, we're going to give it a close out tonight's broadcast in prayer, as we always do. I'm asking all listeners, if you could please me. Eternal God, I hear you, Father, in the name of tonight, to give you glory, to give you honor, to give you praise for who you are. We know that you are worthy to be praised. We thank you for your word that has gone forth through Pastor Norman King on tonight. Continue to bless him. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to bless the works of his hands. Continue to bless the ministry you have placed him over, his wife and his children, his family, his grandchildren, and his brother and sister, and also my cousins, Herman King Jr., and also Mary Ann King. Continue to bless them, and Daniel, my niece's, my cousin's son. Continue to bless them, and Annie D. Continue to bless her, Lord, and continue to use her for your glory in the situation that she's in. Let her light be a light that will draw young people to you, that they will come to know who you are, neighbor. Seek you, Heavenly Father, and ask to be saved in Jesus' name, and they will come to know their God's purpose in the earth. Continue to bless your people all over the land. Thank you for this worldwide ministry. Continue to bless it, that you alone will be glorified through it. Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. I continue to lift up Pastor Kenneth Harris, my younger sister, Donata Burney, and my brother-in-law, Roger Burney's pastor and shepherd. Continue to bless him. Continue to strengthen him as he continues to fight with this virus, and continue to comfort and strengthen his family as his wife has succumbed to the virus. She passed away over 60 days ago. So we ask that you will continue to comfort and strengthen Pastor Kenneth E. Harris and their daughters and their families, and also the Detroit Bible Tabernacle Church family, and all those that have lost loved ones due to this virus all over the land. The little five-year-old that was passed away on yesterday in Michigan from the virus. Continue to bless and comfort and strengthen her family, Heavenly Father, as only you can. And again, not only the families that are dealing with the loss of loved ones due to the virus, but those that are bereaved all over the land, Heavenly Father, let them all remember and know that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal, that you make no mistakes. You are in total control, and you're still worthy to be praised in the midst of it all. So we just love you. We bless your name on tonight. Continue to bless each listener. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts. Continue to bless them that they will continue to spread the good news about this ministry and worldwide platform, that others can tune in and be blessed by it, that you alone will be glorified through it all. It's our prayer in Jesus' name we pray. We love you. We bless your name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that there's nothing too hard or impossible for you to do, and with you all things are possible. We thank you for your word that lets us know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment thou shalt condemn, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So now, Lord, we thank you that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind, that we can continually stand on your word, and we continue to lift up the name of Jesus Christ everywhere we go, that somebody can see Jesus Christ in us, that you'll be glorified. It's our prayer in Jesus' name we pray. We love you. We bless your name on tonight because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. We continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to encourage one another in the Lord. Continue to pray for those that are on the front lines, and the doctors and the nurses and the firefighters and the law enforcement officers and those that are stuck in the stores and those that work in the nursing homes and emergency drivers and the technicians and those that are caregivers all over the land. Continue to bless, strengthen, comfort, and strengthen each one, Heavenly Father, as only you can. Protect us and continue to cover us in the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that your word lets us know that once we're in your hands, nothing can pluck us out. So for this, we're grateful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until the next time, continue again, know that I love you, God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
You clean me up.